Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action, crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI sales and support agents ready to help you close more deals, reduce expenses, and free up your time for higher value tasks. To learn more, go to Anabots.ai. That's Anabots.ai. Today's guest is David Carter. David is a serial entrepreneur, otherwise known as the world's leading CEO mentor. With 40 plus years track record in creating innovative businesses and mentoring leaders and influencers around the globe. IntelliKey Academy is the IntelliKey of David's career and his legacy podcast project, where he gathered brilliant minds in education, coaching, and professional organizations to support millions in becoming the best versions of themselves. David, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting things done that most people wouldn't think of.
Waking up to what's really going on in the world.
Strong. And let's expand on that, because a lot of times as humans, we're designed from a molecular level to create our own version of reality that suits us, where we're the hero and we're the champ, but that's not always the case. So tell me more about that.
I think the last 4 years has changed the world in so many ways. And one of the big problems that entrepreneurs face is that they are behaving as if the old paradigm pre-COVID still exists. And you're based in Austin, Texas. Your audience is primarily American. And the world has changed beyond all recognition in the last 4 years. And the biggest mistake that your listeners could do is keep assuming that we're going back to the old normal, because the new normal is going to be very different to the old normal. And today is the 22nd of May. I'm not sure when this episode might be released. But it was announced today in the UK that we're having a general election on the 4th of July, Independence Day. And we've got two parties vying for the election, like you have in America, where there is a cigarette paper of difference between the two parties. But your audience in America are facing what the world observes as the most absurd leadership contest that has ever been between Trump and Biden. And I just hope that what America wakes up to is that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the only chance for America ever saving itself. And sorry to promote another podcast, but if your listeners tuned in to listen to some of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s podcasts, he has leaders from around the world, experts in the war in Israel, the war in Ukraine, the CIA, the CDC, the FDA, and all of the corrupt organizations in America who are destroying American society and the future hopes of America that he wants to abolish, whereas the other two candidates are going to keep America stuck in the status quo. And entrepreneurs haven't woken up and understood that the world is very different. And so if you're an entrepreneur and you keep doing what you read about from Jack Welch and other great entrepreneurs and business leaders in the past and apply that in the future, it's not going to work.
A fascinating perspective. And I try to stay out of politics, but as far as the things changing and thinking that we can go back to the way things were, 100% in agreement. The world is not the same. Inflation is completely different. House values and prices are completely different. The political landscape is completely different, and all of these things impact us. And as much as we would love to go back to the good old days probably weren't as good as we remember anyway, but we can't go back there. We can only look forward. And so what are some tools and strategies that you would recommend for us to stop trying to go back to the past and looking forward to the future? What are some recommendations?
I think people need to get up to speed. You know, there's half a dozen programs and podcasts that I think, you know, one in five of Joe Rogan's guests are really influential people who understand what's really going on. Tune into a few of those. Follow the RFK Jr. podcast because he has literally the world's leading experts. The new Tucker Carlson channel and some of his guests. Mike Benz did an interview the other day with Tucker Carlson about how the CIA is now spying on the population of America and the surveillance state that America has now become. And listen to The High Wire and Del Bigtree and the whole COVID pandemic scam. And realize that the world that you thought is out there is so different, and you need to be aware. You know, I can't remember who it was. I think it was Sun Tzu in The Art of War said, you know, bring your friends close, but hold your enemies even closer. It's like, understand what your enemies are up to. I mean, I have been in business 46 years. The first 10 years of my career, I was in venture capital, private equity, which was a long time ago now. But 36 years ago, I started my entrepreneurial career. And so I've been a serial entrepreneur for 36 years. I've had to raise money for every business I've ever raised. But I have never known a fundraising environment so complex and difficult and inaccessible as the world faces today, not just in the US, but Europe, the Far East, the Middle East. And the rules have changed. You know, seed funding used to mean pre-revenues, great idea, great management team. And now seed means, you know, at least $1.5 to $2 million of revenues. Well, that used to be Series A. Series A has moved from 1.5 to 2 million to 5 million. And so there's 10 times more people chasing 10 times less money. And the rules have changed, the game has changed, and you can't assume that what you read 4 or 5 years ago were taught at Harvard Business School or read in some business self-help book, that those rules apply today. So fundraising is incredibly difficult. And there's so many dimensions to this. And I'm going to try and encapsulate it in as short a story as I can. But the IntelliKey business, which, by the way, I'm no longer the chairman of, I exited a few months ago, since we booked this interview. Employers cannot find young people to join their companies with the right character qualities and behaviors. They're not organized, efficient, reliable, resilient, confident. I mean, the number of interviews that I've listened to in the last 6 months where entrepreneurs are saying, we can't get young people to even answer the phone. They know how to text each other, but they don't know how to answer the phone. They're not confident. They're not collaborative. They're not efficient, organized, reliable, disciplined. And in January this year, we went to a university in London that's in the bottom third of the league table, but happened to be very close to where I grew up. And this university has a 1% open rate of emails that it sends to its own students. So young people are just not engaged in the way that, you know, in my day, if my headmaster or my company or the organization I was a member of sent me an email, of course I'd open it. And so the lack of engagement in people's immediate circumstances has never been so low. And so entrepreneurs need to wake up to the fact that the world is so different and the people that they're bringing into their business are so different to their own generation and previous generations. And to grow a business over the next 5 years is going to be harder than at any time in history. And so stop pretending that the old paradigm is back to normal after the end of COVID and wake up and smell the coffee, because it ain't and it's never going back there. And, I mentor a number of CEOs and I help them understand the dramatic, turbulent changes that are going to happen in the world over the next few years with Israel and Palestine, Ukraine and Russia, and lots of other turbulent changes. The border issue in America, where official reports say it's 10 million people have come over in the last few years, unofficial reports say it's somewhere near 30 million. I mean, your world has changed out of all recognition, and people like are in denial about how much it's changed. And so I want to help CEOs and entrepreneurs be informed about what the world's really like, what's really going on, so that they can adjust and prepare accordingly.
Very well. And so you're, what is it that you're working on now, David?
Helping CEOs through these very difficult, turbulent, challenging times.
Awesome. And where can we go to learn more about that?
Probably the best way of connecting with me is on LinkedIn. Because my website just points you to LinkedIn. So David C.M. Carter on LinkedIn. There's only one David C.M. Carter. That's the best way to connect with me.
Excellent. David
But
CM.
I'm, as you said earlier, very kindly, I'm known as the world's leading CEO mentor, and I want to help entrepreneurs and CEOs through these very dark, difficult, and challenging times.
Understood. Much appreciated on that. Well, hey, we're going to wrap for now. Thanks so much to our guest, David CM Carter, for joining us and sharing some wisdom about how he gets things done and the state of the world and the fact that we're not going to be able to go back to the way things were. For those of you who want to reach out and connect with him directly, you can find him on LinkedIn, David C.M. Carter. Whether you're on your morning commute in the gym or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you're looking to boost your sales, cut your costs, free up your time for higher value tasks, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. Hey, that'll do it for this episode. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.